Let us take a look at some quotes of municipal bonds, California municipal bonds to be specific. And these are from July 7th, 2016. So they are very timely and show us what kind of interest rates we can get from certain bonds. We're also going to take a look in other presentations at some historical quotes for bonds. But right now, let's take a look at the timely bonds. Here we are with Lake Elsinore, California. Now, what does CFD stand for? Community Facilities District, right? Right, Community Facilities District, special tax bonds. So here, the city of Lake Elsinore went to the voters and said, hey, would it be okay if we sold these bonds? And we don't know what they were used for, but they were used for something. And to build a city hall or fix roads or whatever, we don't know. They are non-rated, which means they never went to Fitch or Standard & Poor's or Moody's and asked them to rate the bonds. But the fact that they are priced at par, as we're going to see, shows that people believe that the city of Lake Elsinore will pay their debts. Now notice they say coupon, 2.25%. That is the nominal yield, the coupon yield. 2.25% of 1,000 is what you're going to get every year, so that'd be $22.50. Well, you get half of that every 6 months. But remember, that's federal and state tax-free. So we would have to do our calculation for the after-tax yield, the taxable equivalent yield. And that depends on our marginal tax rate. Remember the marginal tax rate from Chapter 3? You thought you're going to get rid of it? No, it's going to come back. We have to know. And the higher the marginal tax rate, in other words, the more wealthy we are, the better the taxable equivalent yield. Now, what does this priced at 100 mean? This means that it's priced at 100% of par. See, they make it difficult for people to understand how bonds work so that we, you know, brokers can say, you need our expertise. Really, just add another zero. Because remember, most all bonds are sold at $1,000 a bond, so you just add another zero. So they're priced at $1,000, which means they're at par. There's no premium, nor is there a discount, which means that the current yield, the coupon yield, the current yield, and the yield to maturity are all the same, because there's no premium or discount that we have to worry about. Notice that starting in September of this year, they are callable. So we don't know how, they're probably 20-year bonds. They have a 10-year maturity from today. They mature in September 2026. So they're probably 20-year bonds because they usually give you 5-10 years for the call protection period. So coming up in September of 2016, they can call the bonds back, which means they can give you your money back and take the bond away from you. But notice that it's callable at 1,030, add an extra zero. So they have to pay a premium. They have to pay, you could think of it as a penalty. You bought it for 1,000, but they have to pay you 1,030 to take it away from you. Exactly. Now, will they call them? No. Because the interest rates have not dropped from 2.25%. So they're not going to call them back. That means they're going to have to just turn around and reissue bonds at the same interest rate. Make sense? So the interest rates have not dropped. 2.25% is pretty low, folks. And the maturity, as we said, was 10 years from now. So in 2026, you'll get your $1,000 back, and they will be redeemed. They will be gone. Now notice, this is what we said in the presentation, and right, $25,000 minimum. So you can tell, folks, that these things are targeted toward people who are very wealthy. And as we said, it makes sense for them, because they're in a high tax bracket, to earn the tax-free, tax-exempt. I remember the IRS doesn't like that term, tax-free. So, now let's take a look at some others. Here are some Washington Township. Again, they're California. It's a township somewhere in California. We don't know where. But, I mean, look it up if you want to. But these are bonds that were somehow tied to a hospital or something, because you see they're called health care district, or what, I'm not sure what this stands for, but this stands for GO, stands for general obligation, which means that the Washington Township is on the hook and that they have to pay these darn things out of the general fund, general obligation. So you notice that the rating is AA3, so that's Moody's. They do their little thing. They instead of AA, they do uppercase A and then lowercase A, and then they add 1, 2, and 3 depending on, they think it's 1 really excellent, 2 it's excellent, 3 not so good. So they add an extra of Standard & Poor's adds a plus and a minus. Moody's adds 1, 2, and 3. So these are very well rated bonds, right? AA, they're gonna pay their debts. The Washington Township is not in danger of not paying its debts. Now here's something interesting. Notice the coupon rate is 4%. That means they're paying us $40 every year, or $20 every 6 months. But are they priced at 1,000? Remember, just move the decimal point one to the right. No, they're priced at a premium, which means we have to pay $1,142.11 for these bonds. What does that mean? Well, it means you're not going to get your 4%. If they were priced at par, priced at 1,000, yes, you would get 4%. But because we have to pay a premium, it turns out that the yield to maturity is less. And they don't show the current yield. You can calculate that simply by taking $40 divided by $1,142.11. Right? The annual interest, $40 divided by the market price. What they calculate is the yield to maturity. If we hold it until it matures, it doesn't mature until 2036. But now, what's this yield to call? Well, we don't calculate that in the 121 class. We do in the 123, Introduction to Investments. What they're telling us is, hey, look, these things are not callable until 2026, not for another 10 years. And they don't mature for another 20 years. But in 10 years, the Washington Township Healthcare District General Obligation Bonds can be called away from us at par, at $1,000. So in 10 years, they could say, okay, we're paying you 4%, but you know what? Interest rates are now lower than 4%, so we're going to refinance. We're going to call the bonds away from you. And so what they do is they say, look, if these bonds are called away in 10 years, well, we don't know if they're going to be or not. We don't know what's going to happen in the intervening 10 years. Interest rates could rise. But if the interest rates are still this low, and the Washington Township Healthcare District decides to call in the bonds, we're only going to get 2.4% on our money. That's how it works. And so you have to decide, is that worth it to me? You look around, decide. Notice the $25,000 minimum. And remember, these are pre-tax calculations, so you have to do the taxable equivalent yield to tell you what they would be if they were fully taxable. So to compare them to corporate bonds, you would have to do that calculation. The higher your marginal tax rate, the more these things are worth to you, which is why they are marketed toward very wealthy people, $25,000 minimum. And then here's the fine print. And what we find is that they're telling us, you know what? These bonds are not subject to alternative minimum taxes. So these are bonds you don't have to worry about if you're really making a lot of money and you're hit by the AMT. Some bonds, they're not tax exempt. The IRS says no. But in this case, they are. And then they're warning you that, you know what, if you buy a bond, it might go up and down. You may receive more or less than you originally paid if you sell it before maturity. If you hold it to maturity, you know exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get the face value, which in most cases is $1,000. Make sense? And then here's the guys, you call us up, here we are, and they're members of the New York Stock Exchange, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the Securities Instruction, I forget what SIPC stands for. It's like the FDIC, but it's not guaranteed by the government. It's an insurance program that if the company goes defaults, goes bankrupt, they'll step in. Hey, don't worry, the regulators step in and make sure everything is fine. And so go call Hilltop Securities if you have $25,000 minimum and you want to get these bonds. Okay, so in subsequent presentations, we'll take a look at some historical data and we'll see what the Great Recession did to bond prices and then how we came out of it, so far so good, and how the bond prices reacted. See ya!